This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Attorney General insists there is no intention to curb free speech, but declares government's intention to protect citizens from what he calls the social media wild, wild west. New laws coming to overhaul Barbados' electricity generation market. Barbados expects significant tourism benefits as it hosts a major PGA tournament. A Barbados-registered ship is one of the latest vessels to be attacked in the Red Sea. Controversial Trinidadian artist Cayman Six charged for being a gang member, and a U.S. court rules Donald Trump does not have presidential immunity and can be prosecuted for plotting to overturn the 2020 election. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details just ahead. Attorney General Dale Marshall has declared government's intention to protect citizens from what he calls the social media wild, wild west of malicious posts and online attacks, despite the apprehension of critics. Mr. Marshall was speaking in the House of Assembly on the new cybercrime bill. He noted the concerns expressed by critics of the proposed new laws, but denies government is trying to curb free speech and limit criticism.
Say to Barbados that we are not at all intending, nor it is our aim, to abrogate anybody's right to speak, to take away anybody's freedom of speech. But we must always remember, Mr. Speaker, that a state and a government exists to protect its people. The Constitution says so. When it says that everybody has guaranteed rights and freedoms, but that they are subject to the other people's rights, that they're subject to the need to maintain peace, order, and good government, then, Mr. Speaker, the state has a very serious responsibility of ensuring that there's a balancing done between these competing interests.
Mr. Marshall insists that there have been instances where malicious and humiliating posts have resulted in people committing suicide, and says the state must protect people who cannot protect themselves.
What freedom of speech should we guarantee when an individual has sex with a 13-year-old, videotapes it, and broadcasts it all over the internet? Tell me what freedom of speech is to be protected there. What freedom of speech is to be protected when individuals intentionally publish malicious information?
The Attorney General makes it clear that perpetrators will be held accountable.
And all we're saying, if you want to use your computer system to intimidate people, to use violence, to threaten to use violence, or to threaten to damage their property, we are going to hold you accountable. A person who intentionally or recklessly uses a computer system to publish, broadcast, or transmit data that includes private sexual photographs and videos without the consent of the person who appears in them.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. New laws are coming to overhaul Barbados's energy sector, and in particular the generation and supply of electricity. This has been announced by Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, during the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Green Expo. Ms. Cummins stressed the need to make room for the new renewable energy suppliers.
My ministry and this government has been committed on leading on the question of democratization of energy supply. Many of you have had the opportunity to review, to comment on, and to submit your views on the draft of the Electricity Supply Act. The current model, which has been 100% vested in the utility, has been a challenge to the company, even though they have managed it well. And it has been a drag on the wider economy. We have to be in a position to ensure that we have an internal energy market that works for renewables. We have to have an energy market and an energy grid that is fit for renewables and not the other way around.
The minister outlined a plan for what she called a new look sector.
Our market has to be redesigned to fully integrate renewables into the wider electricity market and remove the existing barriers that we can see and experience. As the next step on this trajectory, on the 19th of February, we will begin broader consultations on the Electricity Supply Act. Barbados must have the flagship piece of energy supply legislation in the world by the middle of 2024. It is our intention to take that legislation to Parliament and to begin the process of creating a new macro framework that is legislated for a new look energy sector.
Minister of Energy and Business Development Senator Lisa Cummins in the Lunchtime Edition. Barbados will host the PGA Legends Gold Tournament in May at the Apes Hill Golf Course in St. James. This was announced today by the acting CEO of Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Craig Hines, during a press conference. Mr. Hines said the seven-day event allows Barbados to attract high-value visitors who will invest and contribute to the island's economy.
This initiative beautifully complements our recent multi-year partnership, which designates Barbados as an official tourism sponsor of the PGA Tour and PGA Champion. The PGA Tour solidifies our commitment to golf and luxury tourism in the sporting space. It reflects our dedication to attracting high-value visitors who contribute significantly to our economy and to our social well-being. The Legends Tour, coupled with our partnership with the PGA Tour, serves as a beacon, illuminating Barbados and as an investable destination.
Acting CEO of Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Craig Hines. A Barbados-flagged ship is one of the latest vessels attacked in the Red Sea this morning. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said they had fired missiles at two vessels in the Red Sea, causing damage to the ships. The group's military spokesman said it had fired naval missiles at the Starnesia and Morningtide, identifying the Marshall Islands and Barbados-flagged ships, respectively, as American and British. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operation said that the ship suffered minor damage after being hit by a projectile while scaling off the coast of Yemen's Hodeidah. The Houthis have been targeting commercial vessels with drones and missiles in the Red Sea since mid-November in what they describe as acts of solidarity with Palestinians against Israel in the Gaza War. Controversial Trinidadian dancehall artist Kashif Sankar, who is known as Cayman Six, has been granted bail in the amount of $40,000 after he was charged for being a member of a gang. A police statement said that officers from the Special Investigations Unit had executed a search warrant at Sankar's home on February 2nd and that Sankar had two women were arrested for the possession of ammunition. The police statement said that the arrest and charges stem from an extensive investigation into videos posted by Sankar on social media since March 2023, during which time he was observed singing and using expressive gestures in videos that seemingly incited violence and promoted the Six Gang, accompanied by his alleged self-professed affiliation as a gang member to intimidate the public. Sankar was charged with offenses under the Anti-Gang Act, being a member of a gang and professing to be a gang member. The artist has been banned from performing in St. Kitts as he has been deemed a security risk. On December 27th last year, Sankar was in a vehicle that was targeted by gunmen along the Churchill-Roosevelt Highway in Trinidad. Four people, including an elderly woman, were killed during the incident. The woman was an innocent bystander. And finally, a U.S. court has ruled that Donald Trump does not have presidential immunity and can be prosecuted on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. Mr. Trump had claimed in the landmark legal case that he was immune from criminal charges for acts he said fell within his duties as president. But today's ruling in Washington, D.C. struck down that claim. It is a setback for Mr. Trump, who has for years cited presidential immunity while battling multiple cases. The former president is expected to appeal against the ruling, meaning the case could ultimately go to the Supreme Court, where conservatives hold a 6-3 majority. Recapping the headlines. The Attorney General insists there is no intention to curb free speech, but declares government's intention to protect citizens from what he calls the social media Wild Wild West. New laws coming to overhaul Barbados' electricity generation market. Barbados expects significant tourism benefits as it hosts a major PGA tournament. A Barbados registered ship is one of the latest vessels to be attacked in the Red Sea. Controversial Trinidadian artist Cayman Six charged for being a gang member, and a U.S. court ruled Donald Trump does not have presidential immunity and can be prosecuted for plotting to overturn the 2020 election. That's it for the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.